Thank you for calling New Growth Capital. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time.
Please hold a moment.
New Growth Capital.
Hi, am I speaking to Dan?
Yes, you are.
Hi, Dan. This is Amy Chu. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you. I think this is the first time I've actually spoken to you before.
Yeah,
that I've been seeing.
I think so.
Yeah, I've been seeing you issue a couple approvals, and
yeah,
I just wanted to ask a question about one of them. Do you have a second?
Sure. Yeah, sure. Just give me the name of it.
Okay. The name of the approval is called Green Dry Cleaning, and we have a new credit analyst on the team. His name is Anthony, and I was just overseeing this submission, and he was asking for the terms for the MCA.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So the terms that I sent him, those were terms for an MCA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those weren't terms for a loan. Those were terms for an advance.
Gotcha. One question that I had is, how do we figure out what the retrieval percentage is? Just because when we used to receive MCA approvals from IBIS, I think they were formatted a little bit differently, and they always
right.
provided the retrieval percentage, and that was an indicator that it was an MCA for us. So that's why we're just a little confused.
What do you mean by retrieval percentage? Like the commission?
Or holdback percentage? So basically, with an MCA, it's like a fixed percentage that's withheld from the credit card processing through Lockbox.
Oh, okay. So, right. So, with this one, this isn't a credit card processing deal. This one is a daily deduction from their bank account of $104.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, the MCAs are not only they're not only credit card splits. We also do like daily ACHs as well.
Huh. Okay.
Like if you look at the one we're looking at, we'd be advancing them $7,800, and then payback would be the 10-9-20, and then daily ACH is just what we'd be debiting every day from the account.
All right. So what you're saying is that these approvals aren't going to say like, you know, percentage retrieval or anything like
right,
that.
I mean, only if it is a we still do those deals using credit card splits, but typically those are ones that have like weaker bank accounts and ones that we think that can, you know, stand a daily debit or will be formatted like this.
Okay. I'm a little bit confused then. So with this approval, it's just going to be like a fixed ACH 104 a day that's debited from the account, but you're not able to tell me what the percentage of credit card sales you guys are going to withhold, because I guess my question is, like, we would want to do the credit card option if that's available.
Oh, they would rather do the credit card option, you're saying?
Yeah, I'm sorry if, like, the back-and-forth email was confusing.
No,
that's fine. What should we ask, like, more specifically next time so you guys know what we're looking for?
So are you saying, like, all of the ones you'd be sending us, you're looking for credit card approval?
No, not for all of them.
Or just this one in general?
I think this one in general, and if we do provide, like, credit card statements, we'll mention something saying, like, hey, can we get MCA approval or something? And maybe we're just using MCA, like, in different contexts, because I feel like there's a little bit of a disconnect.
Right. No, yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I think for us, it's only a small portion of the ones we send are actually
you guys do the
credit card splits. Yeah, but
okay.
Only a small proportion of them. But, yeah, I can go back to underwriting, see what we can do if you want this one specifically to be, like, what we call a lockbox deal.
Oh, okay. So if we're looking for that credit card processing, we should just say, can we do lockbox?
Yeah, that'd be
perfect.
That'll
clear it up? Okay.
That'd be perfect, yeah. So do you guys want to just respond on this email saying that?
Yeah, let me just confirm with the rep, because I think that they're also slightly confused. Because
okay,
they were asking for an MCA all along, but if I explain to them how you explained to me what the MCA product is, I think they'll understand a little bit better.
Okay, great. All right, that makes sense.
Okay, so I think we're good with this one, but in the future, if we're going to need something set up through credit card, you just say, we want lockbox option?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Awesome. We'll go ahead and make that adjustment on our side.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Dan.
You got it. Bye.
All right. Bye.